Welcome to the Inner Side Radio Program, Pacifica Radio's Guilty Pleasure, with me, Scooter.
I think, what was that, Gore versus Vader? What was the...
It was Gore versus Palpatine.
But it was like, so...
By the way, I want to say just really quickly, the political message of the second of the latest trilogy of the Star Wars movies... It's a little thick. It's laid on a little thick, but I think it is accurate. I think the Bush administration is a lot like the Emperor. Thank you. That's cool. I'm Chewbacca.
Okay.
Imagine Star Wars where instead of moaning every 10 seconds, it's... Well, give me some Star Wars.
Hey, Chewie, hand me the Hydros banner.
1% or 5% of the top Hydros fans are controlled by the Imperial Council, and I don't think that's fair. That is what I'm calling.
Punch it, Chewie. Punch it. Punch it, Chewie.
We're ahead of New Hampshire. We're ahead of Iowa. Let's see how far we can take it. I believe that every American who works deserves a paycheck and a chance and a fair shot of the American dream.
Bernie Sanders, how about that? When at the end of the first, the Star Wars episode 4, right, the first one, when they're all getting their awards.
Right, the real one.
The awards ceremony at the end of it, and like, the music is playing, and they all get up there, and like Han gets his medal, and they cut to Chewie. Okay. I think it was a different song playing, but they cut the Chewie. Bernie Sanders, he loves the Star Wars theme.
This could not have been done without all of you, Rebel Alliance. It took a revolution, and here it is. Thank you. That's all I want. Just get me into the Death Star.
That was from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Bernie Sanders takes a ride with the Star Wars crew. Good old Bernie, he's up for anything, I'll tell you. By the way, relativistically speaking, long ago and far away is redundant in terms of intergalactic space. Just thought I'd point that out now that I have the time and space to do so. That was, of course, James Harmodian as Bernie Man in Harmontown with Jeff Davis and Dan Harmon. Remix by yours truly. I thought I'd dig that out in recognition of the big movie release this weekend where a lot of folks like me will be buying tickets to their childhood. And I hope that goes well. I have a feeling we'll be hearing a lot of furious typing soon if the Jedi religion is blasphemed. We've heard their cries of heresy before. They're touchy. Yeah. Speaking of heresy, up next, a special treat for y'all. Stacey Davis and I got the act back together just to bring you a very special Burning Gulch, Texas Christmas holidays treat. It's locked and loaded, so smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Welcome to the yearly Burning Gulch, Texas holiday special. It's Christmas Eve again. Your balls are hanging from the tree, and we join the Krampets in their living room. The smell of deep-fried possum wafts from the porch. The dog lies motionless before the fire after a hearty meal of poinsettia and mistletoe.
Fire up that flat screen we got off the truck, Merle.
I about got it wired. Hold on. I think I turned it on too fast. All right, there we go. I got it.
Turn that goddamn jungle music off.
I'm trying to find channel 4. Here we go.
We need all y'all to stop on down to Crazy Crockett's Christmas clearance sale, where we're shooting down prices for the holidays.
Woo-hoo.
Take the San Bernardino exit at the Waller, Texas County Hunting Grounds. But don't get out of your car. Keep it going past the Paintball Bar and Grill, just shy of the Live Bait and Fertilizer Blasting Cap Emporium. Then cross Duck Blast Creek and take a right on the gravel road at Cajun Clutter Kiosk Triple K sign. Wave to Boudreaux, then veer off and follow the ruts under the old hanging tree all the way to the Confederate Army Surplus Depot. Pull in there and ask directions to Crazy Crockett's, where we're shooting down prices for the holidays. Everything must go. We're shooting down prices on flat screen football TVs, camouflage teddy bears and burgers, flash suppressors and 30-round clip stocking stuffers, boat wrenches, snowman frosters, and toilet pumps. Baby Jesus and Baby Jesus accessories. Manger Jesus with farm animals and kings. Laser halo baby Jesus. Giant front yard 40-foot tall inflatable epileptic Jesus with realistic flapping arms around motion in all colors. Black, white, Mexican, Chinese, and Muslim. For the moms, we got handguns, long guns, pumps, and pantyhose. Barbecue smokers for the dad. And for Junior, full auto conversion hobby kits. Beauty rings for the young ladies come complete with I Love Daddy tube tops in leopard print and camo for keeping them promises. Crazy Crockett's Christmas clearance, where every day is White Friday. And don't forget to check in with Jesus, round back of the semi, for the hottest deals from south of the border. And now back to...
and now back to return to Country Biscuit Christmas from the Christmas special on Channel 4.
Can you run them damn porch dogs off?
Got it.
In progress. Right here on Channel 4.
Come on, fellas. Let's open up these presents before the possum catches fire.
Junior, quit trying to wake that dog up.
He's not breathing.
Just get over here, will you?
Junior, this gift is for you. Oh, boy. Slow down, Junior. Read the card.
It says it's from Santa. It says it's from Santa. This should keep you on target with the Lord. It's a baby Jesus wrist rocket!
With exploding rounds.
Open yours, honey. Slow down and read the card.
Peace on earth and happiness and... I can't figure out that word.
Love.
Oh my... It's a Glock. Oh baby, it's a Glock. You know what a man wants. Hold on a second. Where'd you get the money for this thing?
I sold all that hair I cut off last week.
Oh, you cut your hair? Okay, honey. You go now.
I got a bottle of Jack.
The whole fifth of foreplay there.
Jack Daniels. That's so romantic.
Look under the bottle, honey.
A Smith & Wesson.
Yep, both of them. And look here. The serial numbers are already filed off.
Oh, honey, you're so thoughtful.
Daddy, can I play with your Glock?
Yeah, here you go. Catch.
Wow!
Be careful. It's loaded.
Oh, Betty, you think of everything. Hey, what the hell is that?
Oh my God, someone's breaking in the house.
We got him, Betty.
Turn on the light, Junior.
It's Santa Claus. Why was he breaking into our house?
Oh my God. We killed Santa Claus.
Pull yourself together, Merle.
I don't know what happened. I just pulled the trigger and it went off all by itself.
We're going to need a shovel, Junior.
Okay, Mom.
Alpha, forgive me.
Daddy, he's moving. Daddy.
Elvin the magic Kevlar.
Freeze.
Freeze this Peckerwood.
Daddy!
You tell those reindeer good night, fat boy.
Eat Christmas lead, Betty.
You killed my mommy.
And you're next, you snotty-nosed little...
No Kevlar on your face, Santa.
And that's the story of how baby Jesus' wrist rocket saved Christmas.
Oil for the world, the war drags on, and we're still number one. Let every wind be joyous, voice the West has made its choice. We're patriots one and all,
patriots one and all.
Strive to the law, in humble and easy strive to the law. So let the sun shine on,
this is a religious war. Radical Islam, we have entered World War III. Defeat them. ISIS.
This war, ISIL.
Defeat them. World War III has begun. ISIS.
Destroying and defeating
jihadists.
Radical Islam.
Declaring war on
ISIS.
ISIL.
Destroy those who embrace jihad.
And defeat them.
All
ISIL.
Jihadists.
ISIS.
Are Muslims.
Fighting this war
Muslim.
That we can't afford to lose.
ISIL.
ISIS.
Muslims. Jihadists.
Destroy this radical ideology.
Jihadists.
Muslims.
Sacrifice. Radical Islam. Died by the thousands.
Jihadists.
By the thousands.
Jihadists.
Coming to kill you.
Enemies.
You have to defeat those who are radicalized.
Go after ISIS.
Sand can glow in the dark.
And to go after every form of radical Islam.
In the dark.
Destroy ISIS.
Take them down.
More American boots on the ground.
Take them down.
Boots on the ground.
More American
boots on the ground.
It's a religious war.
We have to kill some terrorists and kill every one of them we can to make it
ISIL.
Very clear.
ISIS.
Just sign your death warrant.
Muslims.
Overwhelming air power to utterly and completely destroy ISIS.
ISIL.
Defeat the ISIS.
We need to be fighting and killing ISIS where they are.
Radical Islam.
People on the ground.
Troops on the ground.
People on the ground.
Troops on the ground.
We need to go and destroy ISIS. Protecting the homeland. Destroying ISIS.
ISIL.
It's not a war on a faith.
Radical Islam.
Jihad.
Muslim.
We need to be on a war footing.
Boots on the ground.
A war footing.
Boots on the ground.
People on the ground.
Troops on the ground.
People on the ground.
Troops on the ground.
Arab boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. How do we defeat their caliphate?
We have to destroy their caliphate.
Well, it's very clear in Islamic law how you do so. You take their land.
Because that gives them legitimacy to go ahead with the global jihad.
We destroy ISIS there.
You take their land.
That's how you keep America safe.
We are at war.
It's a strategy to destroy ISIS.
We will hunt down and kill the terrorists.
ISIS.
America is at war.
ISIL.
ISIS or Al-Qaeda. It is radical Islamic terror.
There must be American boots on the ground
people
in Syria
on
to
the
win.
Ground.
Troops on the ground.
Because ISIL
on the
wants
ground.
To cut their heads off, too.
The war that we are fighting now.
We will utterly destroy ISIS.
Against radical Islamic jihadists.
Radical Islamic terrorism.
Is one that we must win. Our very existence is dependent upon that.
Territory controlled by Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Jihadists.
Declare war on ISIS.
In the caliphate.
We carpet bomb
them. We want
to
destroy ISIS.
Saturation bombing.
If we want to destroy radical Islamic terrorism.
The object is to
defeat
kill
them.
The ISIS terrorists.
Carpet bombing. Toughness. War.
We need tough people. We need toughness.
It's actually merciful if you go ahead and finish the job rather than death by a thousand pricks.
They're a terrorist nation.
We need to increase our military spending.
Bring back the warrior class. Petraeus, McChrystal.
Create a strategy to destroy ISIS.
Mattis, Keene, Flynn.
Death by a thousand pricks.
We need to have a serious strategy to destroy ISIS.
Radical Islamic terrorism.
Boots on the ground. We should put boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Win again and America will be
Iran
safe.
Is winning. Hezbollah is winning. Iran is winning in
we
Yemen.
We need to destroy ISIS.
They are winning everywhere. If they're winning, how can we be winning?
You can't carpet bomb ISIS if you don't have planes and bombs to attack them with.
Defeating every single ISIS terrorist and protecting the homeland.
Kill every one of these bastards we could find. Then I would stay.
Destroy ISIS before it destroys us.
We're going to do whatever it takes. If it's 10,000, if it's 100,000, if it's 3,000 sorties
they
a
may
day, start the fight. But we, by God, will finish the fight, and it will be their rear ends on the ground, not ours, when it's all over.
We destroy ISIS
to
there.
The extent it's necessary for us to send in special ops.
They're Muslims.
Destroy those training centers, recruitment hubs.
We have to go massively.
Planning hubs, social media centers,
like we did in the first Gulf War.
Do that. Destroy them. Protect our freedom. And
you know,
get out.
We've got a phobia about boots on
the
ground.
On the ground. Troops on the ground.
Troops
on the ground.
Troops
on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
ISIS. And radical Islamic terrorism will face no more determined foe.
Islam is different.
They're Muslim.
Islam is not just a religion. Jihadists.
The war of our time.
We need to use overwhelming air power.
They must be defeated on the ground.
We're at war. They've declared war on us.
Sharia law.
They're Muslim.
You want to prevent another 9/11? Take the caliphate headquarters away from ISIL.
We will utterly destroy them by targeting the bad guys.
ISIS.
There will be boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
And they'll be over here, and they'll be their boots if we don't get them out of there now.
And is we want to prevent Iran being able to extend a Shia crescent all across the Middle East.
Assad's we need to go after it with significant ground troops, air campaign.
It's a mess. The Middle East is totally destabilized.
You can't deter these guys. They're ready to die. Bring on the Burgess.
A total and complete mess.
Whether it takes 10 days, 10 months, or 10 eternities, we're going to win this fight, and we have to make sure they understand that.
There is no other way to do it without a ground force going into Syria. We have to be part of that ground force.
We need to focus our attention on Iran, because if you miss Iran, you're not going to get ISIS.
Another 9/11 is coming, just as sure as I'm standing here. They're planning it tonight.
It could not have been worse. We need to confront Russia from a position of strength.
The ISIL leadership wants to hurt you and your family.
What do we have now? We have nothing.
I've laid out a policy of rebuilding our military. All of the talk that we're saying here requires a much stronger military.
$3 trillion and probably much more. They have no idea what we spent.
The terrorists don't win just because they kill us.
They will not get here because we're going to kill them over there.
Putin is a bully. And the most important and effective thing you can do to a bully is punch him in the face.
But I've been talking about oil for 3 years. I've been saying, take the oil. I didn't say just bomb it. I said, take it and use it.
The bottom line is, we're at war.
And it is high time that we recognize that we have to take them out. Not a little bit, but totally. Because I want my grandkids to grow up not in fear, but in faith. And in freedom.
And rebuilding the military to defeat radical Islamic terrorism. Our strategy is simple. We win, they lose. We've done it before, and we can do it again.
We will win again. We will win a lot.
We will take our country back.
And we're gonna have a great, great country, greater than ever before.
So you are okay with the deaths of thousands of innocent children and civilians? It's like, you got it. You got it. You got it.
You know what I think we ought to tell young people? We aren't going to give you anything. We're going to give you the opportunity to get off your butt and go serve your country and secure your freedom, because if you don't, nobody else is.
That was the Republican presidential debate choir from a couple of days ago, just in case you were unclear on their foreign policy. I listen so you don't have to. And that was it. Boiled down to 6 minutes. It was worse than I thought. I'm still recovering from mixing that down. I left Rand Paul out because I was going for the horror fantasy genre, and he was making too much sense. But everybody else was right on the road to hell. By the way, I found an awesome cruise blooper while I was wallowing in their sludge. Check this out. I did not doctor this. Check it out.
We launch roughly 1,100 air attacks a day. We carpet bomb them for 37 days, saturation bombing, after which our troops went in and in a day and a half mopped up what was left of the Iraqi army.
One more time.
After which our troops went in and in a day and a half mopped up what was left of the Iraqi army.
All right, stay tuned. They'll be back with their thoughts on homeland security right after this from John Trudell, who returned to Earth last week.
Industrial streets, class lines, money talks, turning language to paper pieces, rich man's war, free man society, raging violent insecurity, nuclear man, nuclear woman, unclear how to act, rich man's war, Pershing's cruising Europe, America, Russia, governmental nuclear views. Industrial allies cutting the world as though they cannot see blood flowing. Rich man's war. Central America bleeding, wounds same as Palestine and Harlem. 3 Mile Island in El Salvador, Pine Ridge in Belfast. Rich man's war. The poor, starving for food, starving for land, starving for peace, starving for real. Rich man's war. Attacking human, attacking being, attacking earth, attacking tomorrow. Rich man's war. Thinking of always war. Thinking of always war. With machines for ancestors. New unborn generations. Chemical umbilical cords are only wiring. In your electrical progress, human lives burnt offerings to the god greed. With lies for ancestors. There is no truth in some futures. Rulers of minds feeding next generation souls to the control machine. Sacrifice ritual for the proper technology. With isolation for ancestors. There's only the present, bought by the credit material users. Forging chains binding you to destruction. Compliments of your deities, the industrial priest. We have no choice. Distant star, distant light. In real world, we are human being. In shadow of real world, we are being human. Neon mask for neon flash. Distant thunder, distant cloud. Passion's rain. Drenched in possession, what we take is hard to do. What we do is hard to take. Someone's are crazy, or maybe we take turns. Dreaming about some kind of life, we say it could have been different. But it wasn't, because we weren't. No matter what, it turns out the same. A lot of things we said weren't true. Industrial stories in an electric instant. Neon mask. Neon flash. Neon flash. Thing is, nihilistic desires. Civilized, gone insane. Didn't imagine it turning like this. Some things start good and go bad. Some things get bad and stay bad. Are we caught in between living a lie or not living at all? Eliminated choices, lost in dreams we let go. Memories we never got to have, something else to think about. Waking up in industrial society, surrounded by angry days. Going through motions of not being. Wanting the best but not expecting it. Surviving paid for in dreams. Feeling like a world alone. Serving God with the devil to pay. Feeling like something in no place. What goes on in hell anyway?
We're going out with another one from the Republican Presidential Debate Choir with our new hit single, Cry Baby Chicken Mix. This has been the Innerside Radio Program. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Radical Islam poses a threat to our safety. Radical Islam, our safety right here.
One is the metadata.
Radicalized jihadists.
There is a big problem.
And terror.
It's called encryption.
The worst terrorist attack since 9/11.
Enemy that is out to kill us.
The murder of 14 people.
Radical Muslims. Attacks against America. We know we have to hold this data for a longer period of time.
Terrorists.
Muslims.
Gearing out attacks against America.
We ought to close that internet thing. Potentially a terrorist. They're trying to kill us all.
Mosques and schools where there is anti-American sentiment.
A terrorist is calling into America. They're coming here. Angry and afraid. Anybody that'll kill you, for God's sake.
I would be very, very firm with families.
They're going to hit us.
A father, a mother, a neighbor.
For somebody who wants to come in with a semi-automatic weapon or a pipe bomb.
Six American radicalized Muslims.
And blow up a bunch of Americans. That seeks to murder us.
We have to solve the encryption problem. It is not easy.
Radicalization of Americans. Protect Americans. How we target bad guys.
We need to be suspicious of them.
Spreading jihadism.
Disrupt these terrorist attacks before they occur.
14 people in San Bernardino.
Mosque that they're attending. The San Bernardino attack.
Yeah, is crying.
Our nation is in grave danger.
Terrorist overseas.
This is a radical jihadist group that is increasingly sophisticated.
ISIS is recruiting through the internet.
But we'd all want to convert to this. The one. Actual threat, which is radical Islamic terror.
To radicalize American citizens.
Keep America safe.
After 9/11.
Americans are clearly more afraid today than at any time since 9/11. Scared to death.
We will stop the terrorist attacks before they occur.
150,000 school children didn't go to school.
I don't care whether it's a mosque, school, a supermarket.
Border security is national security. Targeting the bad guys.
Keep America safe. Soon after 9/11.
Fear does not paralyze.
Why didn't we know about it and why didn't we stop it?
Banning Muslims and surveillance of mosques.
The FBI, the NSA, our intelligence communities, all the resources they need to keep us safe.
ISIS is using the internet better than we are using the internet.
More rules, more scrutiny.
And every terrorist attack we've had since 9/11.
Figure a way that ISIS cannot use the internet.
High-risk terrorist countries.
San Bernardino, California.
To see who these terrorists are calling.
We need to be able to penetrate these people.
I don't want them using our internet.
Everywhere in America is a target for these terrorists.
These are thugs. These are terrible people in ISIS.
Encryption is a major problem.
We should be able to penetrate the internet.
Radical Islamists.
If they're going to come in here to kill us, they're not going to say, yeah.
Violence against us.
The greatest terror threat since 9/11.
Focus on the bad guys.
We're not talking about religion. We're talking about security.
ISIS is winning the propaganda war.
We are not talking about isolation. We're talking about security.
Paris and San Bernardino.
Because they may not care much about their lives, but they do care, believe it or not, about their families' lives.
Just plain scared.
We're in a dangerous place.
I will build a wall. It'll be a great wall.
They're scared when they go to a Christmas party.
We're in danger.
These are people that want to kill us, folks.
Start defending all Americans.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week, ISIS put out a fatwa on disabled children.
And America is under the gun to lead the free world to protect our civilized way of life.
I don't want to let people that want to kill us and kill our nation use our internet.
Radical jihadist terrorism is not theoretical to me. It's real.
The way we defeat them ideologically is that we remind people that what their intent is to kill us.
That murderer, that terrorist, known terrorist.
They're trying to come here to kill us
and
all.
Attack upon us.
Radical
to protect our civilized way of life.
Hehehehe